Ramsey TV.
Good morning and good work. Good grace, really. Good generosity yesterday, because we, the body of Christ, we put our friend Tony Smith on his GoFundMe page for the medical bills that he's getting hit with because of his recent time in the hospital when he almost died. We put him over his goal yesterday. You put him over his goal yesterday. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens. You did it. I am so grateful to you. And Tony Smith is beyond grateful. He's flabbergasted. It's just heartwarming. It's heartwarming. We take care of each other. We're a community. What would I do without you? I mean, I'm sustained every day. I'm sustained with your love, with your prayers. You're concerned about me, and I'm concerned about you. It is kind of a burden, isn't it? I mean, it's emotionally hard to be invested in so many people's lives, but we also celebrate our joys together. Sometimes joys seem few and far between. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Oh, this is Martin Center, by the way. I told you, show 801. What did I tell you? There we are, and here it is. Somebody said, you know, if God would just, God, why doesn't he just throw in like a miracle once in a while to help us going? This friend was talking about the show I made where we often tell God, all right, God, that's enough evil. We got it. The contrast principle, yes. So we've had enough. And God says, well, when you've had enough, I will stop. Like he's on it. He's not going to give you one more trial than you need. And my friend said, okay, yes, that was a sobering truth. Can't deny it. But couldn't he just throw in some miracles now and then? Like in the Old Testament days. I understand the appeal of something crazy happening. Walking across water. Or like your taxes being lowered. Some kind of crazy miracle. But I said to her, you know, we overlook the miracle of, for instance, this giant ball of hydrogen is in the sky, seemingly suspended by nothing, and it keeps the earth at a perfect temperature to keep us alive. I mean, we're so used to it that when you're driving to work, you put your visor down. It's like, get that thing out of the way. I can't even see the road. Get that thing out of the way. Get that thing out of the way. The sun. You're talking about the sun. Get that thing out of the way. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, we're surrounded by miracles. I'm going to talk about a big miracle here. In Luke chapter 12, verse 7. Actually, 6 and 7. This is incredible. It's a simple truth. Just like the sun. The sun being the source of life. What a metaphor of Christ. Isn't it? They say that the sun does not have an endless supply of energy, but that thing puts it out. Yeah, the sun puts it out. Crazy amounts of radiation coming out of the sun every day, every minute. And it seems inexhaustible. Well, the love of God that keeps everything alive is inexhaustible. It is immeasurable. And so it's a beautiful parable. Before I get into the hairs on your head being numbered, see, I'm looking at this at a whole new way now. I read this verse. I mean, we've read this verse over and over. You repeat it all the time as a Christian. When you were a Christian, we're not Christians now, but whew, that was a close one. Sorry about that. But, you know, people say, well, God knows that the hairs on your head, he's got all the hairs on your head numbered. He knows them. That it's that sort of thing. We get that idea in our head that God, well, he knows how many hairs are on our head. How does he know that? That's technical. That's detailed. That's a little OCD. But it's more than that. It's more than knowing it. I'm going to look at that here at the end of the week. But beware. No, look forward to Sunday, another Rodney Parris video, taking my old cassette tapes from 96. I looked at the title of the one coming up. I haven't seen it yet. It's always fun for me on Friday or Saturday at the latest. I start looking at Rodney's video and editing it. And he has another of my broadcasts on WMEL. I don't even remember doing two broadcasts. Well, this is going to be interesting. I'm listening to something I totally forgot about. And even when I did know about it, it's been probably 20 years since I've listened to it. So it's fun for me. But that's coming up on Sunday, as usual. Wanting to keep you encouraged and fed every day out of the Word of God. Now look at this. Going to give you a technicality in the Greek here that I barely have my finger on here, but this is profound. And this is one of those things we forget. And I want to remind you of it today here at the end of the week. Jesus speaking to his supporters in Luke 12, starting with verse 6, he says, "Are not five sparrows selling for 2 pence? I take it 2 pence is not a lot of money. So sparrows, probably a dime a dozen, or a pence a dozen, to use the biblical vernacular. But here's a shocking thing. And not one of them is forgotten in God's sight." Now just wrap your head around that. The hares are coming up. The hares are at the door waiting to take the stage. Where do you see that? But this, not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. How often have you felt forgotten in God's sight? Seriously, God's put me on the back burner. Doesn't he know what I'm going through? He's so silent. He is the strong, silent type. I'll give you that. Even Jesus, our Savior, our Lord and Savior on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Or you could say, forgotten me. I talked about that verse a couple weeks ago. So, and I said in that video that that was Christ's perception. Christ was undergoing such a trial that he perceived that God had forsaken him. But I contended to you then and reiterate to you now that it was impossible for God to have forsaken or forgotten his own son in the most trying hour of his life. And the most consequential event in Aeonian history. Impossible. And here's the truth that's shocking, that God doesn't even forget a cheap bird. Cheap birds. Sparrows. Sorry, no offense to any sparrows watching the show. I know some animals watch my show. I know you have your pets sometimes that are looking over your shoulder, or they hear me anyway, and they gravitate toward the source of MZTV, whether it's your phone, your iPad, your computer. Oh, I've heard stories about this. For some reason, animals find my voice soothing. I don't understand it. It's a God thing. I never considered my voice to be something spectacular or even average. And most of my life, I didn't like it. So anyway, to the sparrows who are watching, just accept your role. Accept your role. You're an example of how detailed is God's care. and his monitoring of things on Earth, and especially animate things, sentient things, sparrows. Sorry. Not one of them is forgotten. Think of everything a sparrow does during the day. I don't know. They fly, pick seeds, try to find stuff. They're constantly bobbing their heads. You see birds just constantly doing this. Don't they get tired of that? They can't just turn their heads. No, that's go like this. That's go like this. Every single thing that they do is not forgotten by God. He's on it. What does it say? What does it say? Not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. So God does not just leave a pot boiling on the back burner. He doesn't just leave a sparrow to be jerking its head around without him. He knows about it. He's in it. And not one of them falls without his participation in it. It says in another place. So now, thank you all sparrows. Now we're going to look at the hairs on your head, because this is, now we're getting to human beings and we're getting another truth that reminds us of God's continuous care. But even the hairs of your head have all been numbered. Luke 12:7. It's not that God knows how many hairs are on your head. They have been numbered. They were determined in the past how many hairs you would have on your head. How consequential is that? Think about it. Who cares how many hairs? Who cares about the hairs? I'm aware that some stare at my hair. In fact, to be fair, some really despair of my hair, but I don't care because they're not aware. Nor are they debonair. They see hair down to there, or to there, or to there, and they say,
beware.
That kid's hair is too long. But anyway, they've been determined. God determines everything ahead of time, including the hairs on your head. And what's interesting is the word numbered. In a concordant version, I'm looking at my copy of the Concordant Literal New Testament, where there are handy-dandy little markings in there that show you various parts of speech, like the voice of the verb and things like that. And that's what we're looking at here. This is in the middle voice. The voice in, we have this in English too, there's active, passive, and middle. Active voice is, I tied my shoe. Passive is, my shoe was tied by me, and the middle is, my shoe got tied. It's very subtle in there, in the middle. We're looking at the middle voice here, and the concordant points this out. And I'm going to tell you why I think that's interesting and important, because God has determined the number of your hairs ahead of time, but it's not like a static thing. It's not like he did it in the past. He did, but that's not what's being emphasized. And it's not like it's going to be done in the future, but that it's being done as you live. Because some of you, I hear rumors, some of you find gray hairs and you grab the gray hair, the offending gray hair, and you pluck it out. What happens then? Does God have to recalculate? Did what God determine ahead of time go askew? Does he have to remanage you and your life? No, it's ongoing. It's being done constantly. He is numbering them as you pluck them out, as you go through your life. Maybe you get a haircut. Oh, you're right. That doesn't change the number, does it? It just kind of shortens the ones that you have. Yeah. But there's a rumor that some people lose their hair. There's a rumor. I've seen it. I've heard about it. Some people lose their hair as they get older. And some people are so upset about things. I'm pulling my hair out. Well, I used to think that was a figure of speech. Maybe it's not. I'm pulling my hair out. Well, when you do that, that is actively being done by God, because your hairs have all been numbered, and That's not a static number in the past. They are being numbered. I don't think it counts if you get a hair transplant. It could. It could count. I'm going to look further into the Greek. I'm going to examine different translations over the weekend. And I will let you know if God keeps track of even hair transplants. So if you can hold on to your hat over the weekend to make sure you don't lose any more hair. And I will have this, vital information to you on Monday. But in the meantime, know this. God has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. He is actively not involved in. He is executing. He is doing everything concerning you. And he loves the sparrows. He loves sparrows. Ah, sparrow. He loves them. How much more does he care for you? And how much more does not only he number your hairs, but he numbers your trials? And you will not be given one more trial than you need to perfect you for your coming glory.